Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, February the 20th, and welcome to our commentary. Happy President's Day. That's what today is. Now, some of us are old enough to remember when we actually celebrated 2 days in February, February the 12th, Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, and then February 22nd, that was President George Washington's birthday. So I remember as a kid in school, you know, the kids would put up these posters on the wall, President Lincoln, President Washington. I don't know if they still do that today in the schools. I wish they did, because there's a lot of history, a lot of American history from these two gentlemen, Lincoln and Washington. So I don't know if they still do, but anyway, happy President's Day to all of you today. I've got a few thoughts on President's Day and share with you some of my ideas as to some of the presidents that I look back at and admire. But before I do, I want to say something about President Carter. As you may have heard over the weekend, that the Carter family has decided to put the former president in hospice care at his home in Georgia. So that is the latest news that we have, and I just want to wish the very best to President Carter. We were not on the same side of the fight, as they like to say. I had a lot of political disagreements with President Carter back then, but I just want to, you know, wish him at this moment in his life the very best as his life comes to an end. You know, he's 98 years old, so that would make him, that makes him, in fact, the oldest American president ever. No president has reached 98 like Mr. Carter has. President Reagan got to 93 or 94. I think President Ford was up there as well. And I don't remember. I remember reading something about President Hoover getting up to the 90s. But President Carter is the oldest living former president at 98. I also want to say something about Mrs. Carter. I remember the Carters in the White House, and I always liked Mrs. Carter. She was a very neat lady. Well, they've been married since 1946, so they've been married for 76 years. That also makes it the longest marriage, I guess, among presidents. The first Bush and Mrs. Bush, I think, made it to the 70s, but no one has made it as long as President and Rosalind. That was her name, Rosalind Carter. The great Rosalind Carter. She had a great sense of humor. I used to like her. Used to like her a lot. I'm sure all of you remember President Carter's mother, who was also quite a personality during his presidency. So we remember the Carters today and the Carter family, and wish the former president the very best. Another little bit of history is that he left the White House in 1981, so that means he's been gone, was a former president, I should say. I got to use my words carefully. Former president or ex-president for 42 years. So we remember President Carter today and wish him the very best. By the way, I thought there was a wonderful comment by the Secret Service, you know, responsible for the former president, and they made a very touching statement. They issued a very touching statement saying that they will be with him or next to him forever. And I thought that was a very nice thing by the Secret Service to say. Well, we remember, of course, today presidents. And, you know, I have my favorites like everybody else. And in my top five, I would put the following people. President Washington, number one. Not just because he's the father of the country, which he was, of course, but because he made a decision after his two terms. He made a decision to retire. And walking away from power, he could have been president for life. That is how powerful he was. He could have been president for life. But the fact that he chose to step out and give somebody else a chance, or at least give the Constitution a chance to work, I think that may have been his greatest contribution to the country. The fact that he stepped away and let then Vice President Adams run for president and win that election. So Washington, number one, without question. Lincoln, number two, and that's because of the times. I mean, President Lincoln saved the Union. That was his mission. And he paid a price for it. I was watching that movie over the weekend, you know, the Lincoln movie. They made about 10 years ago that movie about Lincoln and the 13th Amendment. And man, he paid a price for what he did as president, obviously including his assassination, but just the physical price, the emotional price that he paid, I mean, it was quite significant, quite significant. In fact, there's a part of the movie where General Grant and President Lincoln were talking at the very end of the war. And General Grant, and I'm paraphrasing, said something like, "My gosh, you've aged 10 years since the last time I saw you." And apparently so, yes. You know, he took a beating in the White House, especially in the last 3 or 4 years. And but he did a lot for the country by preserving the Union, and that's why he comes in number two. I'm going to put FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as number three. Now, again, I don't agree with him on most things, but he was a great leader at a time when the country needed exactly what he gave it, which is an optimism. In the country back in the Great Depression. He was also the first real communicator because he used to communicate by radio. And, you know, people back then, his voice was a source of optimism. So I'm going to give FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the number three position. Number four goes to Eisenhower. Now, Eisenhower is not a name that you hear a great deal about, but I think Eisenhower was actually a great president. Not only, of course, did he have a tremendous military background by the time he got to the White House, he was probably the only man who could have won the election in 1952 in a landslide because the country was divided over Korea. But there was a great sense of trust about Eisenhower. And I think, you know, at the time when he ran for president, it seemed like half of the country had been in military service and half of the country had served under, and certainly the men, in the country had served under General Eisenhower in Europe, and he had such trust and credibility as a man that I think that contributed a great deal to running the country in the 1950s. So I'm going to give him the number four position. He was also responsible for the interstate highway system. You know, a lot of people may not know that, but it was during the Eisenhower administration that the interstate highway system came into being. And I think there may be a trivia question with respect to Eisenhower. He was actually born in Texas, but he never lived, I guess, here for a very long time. But he was actually born right on the border there between Texas and Oklahoma. That's one of those little trivia questions. And then number five on my list, I'm going to go with President Reagan. President Reagan, the great communicator, the man who just communicated such optimism, just like FDR 50 years before. There was just something positive and wonderful about Reagan. Just seeing Reagan walking into a room, I think, made everybody feel good. So I'm going to give President Reagan the number five spot in this list of my favorite five presidents. Now, I'm going to give others honorable mention. They're not in the top five, but I'm going to give them honorable mention. One is President George W. Bush. For the way he reacted and the way he conducted himself after 9/11, I thought that was unbelievable. President Ford, right after the Nixon resignation, the country needed a man like Gerald Ford at the moment, and that's exactly what it got, a great man with a great sense of character and integrity. And I'm going to give President Trump honorable mention here. For the simple reason that I think President Trump may have been the first president to communicate to us the danger of an unaccountable bureaucracy. So I'm going to give President Trump a few marks. Whether he comes back to the presidency or not, time will tell. But I thought his 4 years were very significant, 4 years, especially when you consider how they were out to get him. I mean, they were literally out to get him. I mean, that is very clear now by all the evidence that has come out. Let me just say something very quickly about presidents. We have a governor of Texas who is not officially running for president, but I was talking to George Rodriguez, if you saw the video from Sunday night. I was talking to George Rodriguez, and I do believe there is a scenario for the governor of Texas to run for president. There would have to be an opening, meaning DeSantis or Trump would have to get out of the way. So you create an opening. But I think if that opening existed, I can see the governor of Texas stepping in, because he's done such a great job here in Texas. He's done such a great job. It's still a long shot, because I still think it's either going to be DeSantis or Trump in 2024, but I would not discount the possibility of Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, being the nominee of the party. Long shot, but it could happen. Just a couple of things here to close out today. We will do our week in review with our friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda. We're going to be talking about a lot of things with Bill today. The president in Ukraine, the situation in Ohio, not a good situation for the federal government. They've shown incredible incompetence, frankly, in handling the situation in Ohio. And I don't know who's going to be held responsible for that, but somebody has to. One thing we do know, the Democrats are not winning Ohio in 2024 after this particular incident. So we'll talk about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about Don Lemon. You know, Don Lemon of CNN, I think it's over for him. I really do. I don't see him coming back, nor do I think CNN wants him back. I mean, look, Don Lemon has not exactly been, let me say hello to Super Pilot Dish over there. I think that's how you pronounce it. Happy President's Day to you as well. But Don Lemon has not been exactly a ratings success story for CNN. So I would argue that I think the happiest people in the world today are the people at CNN, because they just got rid of Don Lemon. I mean, they just got rid of him by simply letting him open his mouth and say something as stupid as he did, a few days ago. You know, basically what he said is that Nikki Haley, I guess, was not good because she was over her prime. You know, I have a post over at the American Thinker today saying that Don Lemon should have told us that Kamala Harris was out of her prime, because she was over 50. She was in the mid-50s, I guess, when she ran for vice president. So Don Lemon would have done the country a great favor by telling us that Kamala Harris was over her prime, because I'm telling you, Kamala Harris does not look good any way possible. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, everybody. And don't forget to check out our podcast. It's available on Blog Talk Radio, and also will be available in our blog in a few hours. So if you follow us on the blog, you'll be able to listen to it there. Happy President's Day, and we'll see you the next time. Bye-bye, everybody.